Consciously in a way, but over the years they got to be unconscious. So he'd talk about his vittles, a man liking his vittles, something like that. But we were conscious of that being somewhat an anachronism, that was an old-fashioned term.
Were you embarrassed?
No. Oh, no, no. That was just his way, but it wasn't ours. We just thought of him as being a little bit quaint and old-fashioned.
What's something baked in a deep dish maybe made out of apples and has several layers of apples and strips of dough?
Well, that's a deep dish pie. If it's got clumps of dough on the top, it's a cobbler.
The difference is
is what you put on the top of it. Mm-hmm. You make them the same way. You put a bunch of fruit, peaches or raspberries or whatever, in the bowl that you're going to cook it in, and you put flour and sugar and spices in that and sort of sprinkle it around the top. Then you put dots of butter all over it. Mm-hmm. Then, if you cut out pie crust and make it into strips, you've got a deep dish pie. And if you make up a stuff more like a biscuit dough and you drop it like dumplings on it, it's a cobbler.
But it could be the same pan?
Oh, it could be the same pan and it could be the same fruit filling. It's the dough on the top that makes the difference.
You mentioned on biscuit dough, if you cook a pan of that, you say you call it a pan of
biscuits.
Okay. Do you ever say a pan of biscuits?
No, but my great-grandmother would say, I'm going to make some biscuits.
And
she always made biscuit for breakfast.
Do you eat biscuits and things like that?
Yeah, I make biscuits. But I say plural if it's more than one. I will say, hand me a biscuit or hand me the biscuits. And she might have said after they were cooked that individual ones lumped together were biscuits. But she would talk about making them. She'd talk about biscuit dough and she was going to make biscuit for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But she used to do that when they had a farm. They had about 10 men to feed every morning, and they had a meal with three kinds of meat and biscuits and, who knows what all. Baked their own bread every day, too.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a sweet liquid, maybe cream and nutmeg and sugar, that you can make to pour over pudding or pot?
A sauce, I think. I don't do that much.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals is called
a snack.
And if you were thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself
a drink of water, a glass of water.
And you'd say, the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So somebody has
broken the glass.
And I didn't mean
to break it.
And if you had butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say the butter was
rancid.
And milk that you let it sit and get kind of thick, you call it?
It's clabber if you do it on purpose. It's sour if you don't.
Is there a distinction?
I don't know. I know my grandmother loves clabber, and she will still... You can't do it with modern milk because it's been treated some way that it doesn't have the right bacteria in it. But she used to get milk from a dairy that was delivered, and she would very often leave a glass of milk out to clabber, and then she would break up crackers in it and eat that stuff for lunch. And I think, generally speaking, milk that just turns goes sour, and you would probably throw it out. But once it gets really thick, then you would eat it as a food.
What can you make out of the clabber?
Well, a lot of people make clabber biscuits. I never made anything out of it, and I never saw anybody make anything out of it, except for that's just clabber with crackers broken up in it. Just eat it plain.
Do you ever hear of a kind of a cheese made out of it?
Oh, well, it's more like cottage cheese, and my sister-in-law makes cheese that way. She also makes yogurt out of skim milk.
Mm-hmm. But what is cottage cheese like that you make at home? How does that compare with